Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have a studio full of folks talking to me today about March is Developmental Disability Month. I have Carrie Reed, I have Dwight Payton, Rick Rivard, and Gail Trujillo. Good morning, everyone.
Hola. Good morning.
Oh, a lot of different voices is always enjoyable. I'm going to start with Carrie. What is this month, Developmental Disability?
March is National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, and Center for Community, where we all work, provides developmental disability services for individuals who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. And
you make it sound so cut and dry. There must be much more detail.
Yeah, Alaska state law basically says that somebody who has a developmental disability means a person has a severe chronic disability attributable to a mental or physical impairment that manifests before the age of 22 and is likely to continue indefinitely.
And your job, I should say, is your assistant is executive director, Center for Community. Do people find this out through testing when they're young, as adults?
It can be through testing. There has to be an impairment that results in functional limits in three or more major life activities, including self-care, receptive and expressive learning, mobility, self-direction, and economic self-sufficiency. And it's usually diagnosed by a doctor or a medical professional. And most of the individuals that we serve in our programs have mental retardation, cerebral palsy, autism, and or seizure disorder.
And is the population very large in Sitka?
Not necessarily, no. But we do see people more nowadays with autism rather than any of the other issues.
Okay. And being that this is March is to bring awareness, has this is this like a national people have been promoting this for a while, and is it new to Sitka?
Nationally, it has been promoted, and Anchorage, a lot of your other areas do other events and things in the communities. And in Sitka, we haven't really, you know, done anything to promote it or to celebrate it or to kind of bring awareness. This is really a first attempt for our agency. And we do have some really great services that we wanted to talk about a little bit that we can do to help people with developmental disabilities. We have most of our programs are funded through the state or billed to the state. The state is actually how most people, you know, wind up getting into programs and services that help them if they have a developmental disability. Some of the services that we do offer if someone is diagnosed and accepted into our state grant or state funded Medicaid programs, we have respite services if someone, a mother or father, a caregiver is living with someone with a developmental disability, needs a break. We can provide some respite services. We have a supportive employment program where somebody, you know, has got a developmental disability and is looking, has a job in town and just needs a little bit of coaching and support. We have that. We also do some in-home supports. And we provide some out-in-the-community social interaction supports, and we take referrals. We actually, if we get a phone call and we aren't the right agency for somebody with a developmental disability or they have a disability that maybe our services don't work with, we have other agencies in town we refer them to for support.
I think that's a good point to bring up is sometimes people feel like unless you're referred or someone else sort of going through the steps, you feel a little bit helpless. And you're saying, call us, and if we're not the right people, we'll help you connect the dots?
Absolutely. If we can't, if you're not eligible for one of our programs, because they are very specific and the criteria to get into our programs can be rather tedious, then we do have other agencies in town that we collaborate with and that we're happy to provide referral information support for.
Terrific. And I want to talk to Dwight. You're a training specialist.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm basically out in the field. I work with my clients on in-home services, which is just going in and helping them do their everyday things, laundry, stuff like that, making their meals, prep, you know, getting them to be able to do that stuff on their own. I also do supported living, which is technically the same thing, getting their bills organized, helping them get their bills organized and things like that, going out and getting their shopping list ready. And then I do dayhab, which is going out and playing.
Well, no, I think you need that balance, not just doing the bills.
Dayhab, we go out and we work on skills such as crossing the streets or making purchases at stores, making good decisions on, you know, what to buy and what not to buy, things like that. So,
and as a training specialist, is this something like you're giving people skills so they can do these on their own eventually, or you just know there's going to be a certain amount of visitation and maintenance?
It is to eventually get them, hopefully get them on their own to where they can do this stuff. It's task building. So, yeah, it is to help them get their stuff going.
Terrific. And do you do this alone, or do you have a team of folks?
We have a really good staff right now that's helping out. We got several different people out there that are training specialists.
Fantastic. I'm glad you have a team.
Yeah, it's great. It's an awesome organization we work for.
Terrific. And Rick Rivard, you are a case manager. Not as sexy as the training specialist.
No, not at and I have this great big huge hat and this little tiny head, but my job entails a lot of things that, well, number one, I have to be a liaison with the state.
And I'm sure everyone in the room looked very appreciative. They all gave you that look of thank you.
Yeah, it's there are things that are more fun. But I also get to work directly with clients to help them get eligibility, or if they have problems that we need to refer for outside help, I help find sources for that help. Huge stacks of paperwork.
And Carrie said there wasn't a huge population in town, but probably a population that keeps you busy.
Well, we have, statistically, it's a small population. But as far as what the agency serves, it's enough to keep us hopping. Mm-hmm. And the other significant thing is I think that I occasionally, or actually a lot more often than I would like, see people around town that we actually could be giving services to that we're not serving.
And is there an ethics issue of seeing that? I mean, would you approach that person?
Or no, we can't approach them.
Yeah.
It's called HIPAA. It's the Privacy Act.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, it's probably not ethical anyway. But part of what we're trying to do now is make sure that everybody understands that our services are available. And one of the primary ways that people get into our program is actually through referral from either the medical staff or from Gail's program.
And we should talk to Gail. Gail Trujillo, Early Learning Program Coordinator.
Well, we serve the babies from 0 to 3. And as Carrie was saying, there's a definition that goes along with developmental disabilities, and that it needs to be a lifelong condition. And we serve such a really wide range of children. Some are developmentally delayed, implying that they're going to hopefully catch up, although we do have a number of children who are diagnosed early with a lifelong disability. So we work with the other programs in Center for Community to make sure that those families are aware of the services and that they can get through the paperwork to be eligible for respite care or some of the other programs that, as the kids get older, they would really benefit from.
Terrific. And with every sort of awareness month, it's always good to have an event. And Carrie, maybe you can talk about someone's coming into town.
I got contacted by the local school district, and there is this wonderful woman. Her name is Kathy Snow. She's the author of Disability is Natural. She is a nationally renowned speaker on developmental disabilities and for individuals with disabilities. She's going to be presenting tomorrow night her information and her experience, and she will be there at Keep Gushiheen tomorrow night, March the 5th, from 6 to 8. It's free. It's open to anybody who'd like to attend. And if you need more information, feel free to call us at Center for Community, 907-747-6960. Or you can call Kristen Foggy at 907-334-1330. Or you can just show up at Keep and enjoy Kathy's presentation.
And that's the beauty of Sitka. Just show up, and you'll get all the information you need. And is there a main number for people to contact you if they have more questions?
Yeah, just feel free to give us a call at, again, Center for Community, 747-6960. And you can ask for that. We have a long directory of numbers, but just go ahead and dial extension 18 if you have any questions. That's me. And we'll see where we can help you from there.
Terrific. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Carrie Reed, Dwight Payton, Rick Rivard, Gail Trujillo, telling us about March Developmental Disability Month. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.